Hello everyone. This time I'll be recording a game called Breed Memorial.
Breed Memorial row 1 column 2. Breed Memorial window. User date. Breedmemorial.exe 7 of.
The game is partially self-explanatory, but I'll talk a bit about where it is, where who developed it and all that. This is a Japanese game. This is translated partially like World of War is. And actually, I believe my sources aren't wrong that Nyan Chang helped translate this.
Readmemorial.exe 7.
And I really don't know. Like I said before, I really don't know whether I'm pronouncing Nyan Chang right. So I'm sorry, Nyan Chang, if I'm pronouncing that very wrong. I'm really sorry. I don't know Japanese. And
use readmemorial.exe 7.
See, because one screen reader says Nyan Chang. Other screen reader says Nyan Chang. I really don't know what to call it. And anyways. But this isn't the point. The point is, this is released by a developer called Morakuma or something like that, I believe. Though I'm not sure. So many Japanese games. I'm really not sure. But anyway, this game is partially self-explanatory. But I just want to say that because the translation is
readmemorial.exe 7 of 13.
Questionable, to say the least. Now, this does have a huge and extensive readme, but of course, I never go through readmes on video. What kind of person does that? Anyways, let me launch it. Okay.
Long time ago.
Now it reads out the story. I'll let that play.
People were sweeping the world with monsters.
People were living in the world with monsters.
After that, those who survived turned monsters into gems.
I don't understand what.
People wish to spend days with monsters again.
Oh no, I think people are destroying monsters. But then they wanted to spend time with monsters again.
And now, the wish has come true.
But if they want to spend time with monsters, why did they destroy them in the first place? What?
Breed Memorial.
Alright. Breed Memorial.
Continue load existing save.
Alright. Now in the main menu. Yes, this is a monster breeding game. Now I'm going to start a new file. My original file I don't want touched. But thankfully this game has many files. And the reason I don't want my original file touched is because I've come very far. But before anything else, I'll go through the main menu like I always do.
Continue load existing save data.
And this music is pretty. Oh my. You know what? I might just permanently switch to playing games with earphones. I didn't realize they pan like that.
New game, start a new game.
Okay, new game.
Set the option settings to make the game easier to play.
No, that's not really what it basically means options. It doesn't really make the game easier or anything like that. I don't know why it says that.
And end the game.
Yeah, exit.
Set the option settings.
I'll go to the supposed settings that make the game easier.
Language selection, change the language in the game.
Language selection.
Screen reader settings, setting screen reader or braille output.
Actually, I think.
Speech mode off.
Oh, no.
Speech mode
on.
Speech mode.
Screen reader over to Sappy. I don't know why it's not.
Screen reader settings, setting screen reader or braille output.
Let me go into here.
So, braille output, toggle output to braille display.
Braille, I don't really
select screen
know
reader,
about
select
that.
The screen reader to use for voice feedback. PC talkers, NVDA, universals, do not use, universal speech, read universal speech, NVDA, JAWS, speech API, etc. Do not.
I really don't know. I don't think there is actually a Sappy option.
Automatic selection, select from the activated screen reader. PC talker slash NVDA read. PC talker slash VDMW read. NVDA read.
That's
NVDA.
Else?
Universal speech, read universals. Do not use.
I
select
really
screen
don't
reader, select
think,
braille output. Window title settings, settings for updating window titles.
There's nothing I can do
return,
about.
Return to preferences.
Making that use NVDA. Many
screen
games
reader,
I use.
Volume setting adjust
Sappy.
The volume of the games. Volume setting
volume
adjust the volume. Volume. BGM volume.
BGM.
Adjust the volume. BGM volume. Adjust the volume of BGM in the game. Sound of BGM volume.
I
current value
this.
50%.
So it can go pretty loud. Whoa, no, I don't want it that loud. Do I want it off? I think I'll just make it off because in most videos, well, most games I really don't like BGM. Breed Memorial, I kind of like it, but I'm just trying it off because. NVDA, what's wrong with you? Oh my god, did my NVDA just crash? Hang on. No, stop. What are you doing?
Speech mode beeps. 10.
NVDA.
3. 0.
You know what? Forget NVDA. I just...
VGM volume. No. Just the volume of VGM in
not
the game.
Not a narrator command. Oh. Exiting narrator.
Sound effect. Exit NVDA. Restart. Exit.
Yeah, I'm gonna exit that.
99. 100.
Okay. Now I'm going to switch to Sappy. Yes, it's volume aggravatingly seven. Slow, but...
Sound effect volume.
Seriously, adjust my NVIDIA is just acting weird.
Return. Return to preferences.
Okay, sound effect volume. Set the volume return. Sorry, volume I didn't expect setting. My NVIDIA to go and
adjust the volume
bug out
of BGM
like
and sound effects. Game setting.
Game setting.
Settings for the main game.
I forgot how aggravating this last thing was. It's great.
Game setting. Grazing action.
What?
Message. Action of the monster displayed in the menu, etc.
I don't know what that is.
Auto save. Update
no.
Save data automatically every week or every month.
No. If you auto save, you can't go back and undo actions you did.
Storyline text auto scrolls.
Yeah, I have that on.
Scroll the storyline
no,
automatically.
That only works with Sappy.
Save competition log. Automatically save the log during the competition.
No, I don't want that.
Cheers in the battle. Set cheers to play during battle. Cheers in the battle. Play quietly. Disable. Normal playback.
Yeah, no,
play
no.
Game setting.
No, you can
cheers
use left and left and right
set
arrows.
Cheers to play
if you press
battle.
Left arrow, it reads out the option of the game. Or
cheers
the option
in the battle.
Menu. And then the slight explanation which follows like set cheers and all can be repeated with right arrow.
Set cheers to play during battle.
Like that.
Coliseum watching other players' games. Set the game watching policy.
Yeah, I want that.
Coliseum watching other players' games. Always skip.
Always skip.
Watching only. Watch only important competitions. Watching only one line. Watch only important competitions.
I'll talk about these more.
You always watch. Always watch other players' games.
I might actually start an entire series of this one. I know. I have
select
so many
time.
Let's Plays.
Each time we choose whether to watch other companies' games or not.
I want this one because sometimes I feel like
game
not
setting.
Watching. But policy I will make a Let's Play of Brave
games.
New World. Second time.
Behavior when inactive. Game behavior when
what?
Performing other tasks during the game.
What is that?
Behavior when inactive. Continue quietly. Wait. Silence.
I don't
mute
know.
All sounds and wait until the game is active again.
Oh, that's a really useful option.
Wait. Continue playing BGM and wait for the game to become active again.
Alright.
Continue quietly. BGM. Sound effect volume is reduced and operation continues. Continue. Continues operation as it is.
I'll leave that
game
alone.
Setting.
I don't know what it's set to, but
return.
I like it whatever it's set
behavior
to.
When inactive.
Return. I'll just return.
Set the
now.
Options. Game setting.
Actually, never mind.
Game setting.
I missed the music. I don't know
auto.
Why.
Set the options.
I thought I was not going to like it,
game
but...
Game setting. Volume setting.
I
volume
tend
setting.
To like the music. I'll just
BGM.
Turn it up a little.
BGM volume. 2. 3. 4. 5. 8. 9. 13. 21. 19. 21. 22. 20.
Yeah, I'm around 20 there. I bet it won't get in the way.
18. 19. 20.
Yeah,
volume
20.
Setting. BGM volume.
Now then you can use
adjust
up and down, not left and right.
BGM in the game.
For
set
that.
The options.
No.
Game setting. Internet setting.
Internet
settings for thing. Checking for updates.
Oh.
Internet setting.
Cool.
Check now.
This should
connect
this
to the
so
official site and check new version.
This would have been so useful 5 minutes ago when I wanted to see whether I downloaded the update or not.
Update translation dictionary.
What?
Import the latest translation dictionary.
In the
automatic update setting.
What?
Check for updates when launching the game.
That dictionary thing
proxy
I never
setting.
Saw that before.
Set when using a proxy server to obtain automatic updates.
I don't know what that is.
Return. Set the options.
In
close. Initialization of options.
resets the options to their initial state.
You can do that. I'm not going to do that.
Main menu.
I want the changes I made to remain.
Continue. Load existing saved data.
Goodbye, wonderful.
Select the slot to load.
No, one. I should not click on that. Just click on main new game.
First, decide where to save the saved data. You can also overwrite existing data. Select in which slot the game will be saved. 1. No data.
Yeah, no data here. Actually, I'll just show you my data.
Caveat, 5006 year 6 month, 8880 G, poodle fish, 0 year old 1 month, 2020 year 11 month 20 day 10 minutes 41. No data.
Yeah, I actually have something else, but since I don't know what to call it, it's called poodle fish. Because of my... Okay, I'll talk about that later.
Welcome to the world of Breed Memorial. First, please tell me your name.
Now, before we do anything else, I want to talk about auto-scroll. If auto-scroll weren't there, you would have to press enter after each text. But this is a specialty. If the text is in line, which sometimes it is, you can read it line by line and I believe letter by letter. Okay, now this next part requires a screen reader. I'm sorry, you guys, I'll have to put up with my quiet narrator.
UA.
What?
No. Read Memorial VU.
Now you have this UA. Virtual keyboard.
What? Not entered.
But now you have this virtual keyboard. Now you don't need to use this, I actually don't.
Left side. Top side.
The way this works is, I believe this is A, this is B, this is D, this. So I believe
left side.
This is A, this is B, this is C, this is D.
4.
Oh no, those are numbers.
Not entered.
So the top row is the numbers. And I'm using arrow keys to navigate.
Left
I'll
side.
Just show you guys the keyboard and then I can do what I always do. Now let me see this one. Let's see this A.
B.
Oh no, that's B.
Top side.
Oh,
left side.
So that means, hold on.
B A.
This is
B. Not entered.
This is A. This is B. This is C. This is D. This is E. This is F. This is G. This is H. This is I. This is J.
Right side.
And then, I believe, back over to the left,
left
here.
Left side. K.
We have K.
Not entered.
Now, I am not going to type with this actually. Because I don't know, I just find this hard. I'll press tab.
Your name. Edit. Cap K.
Oh. Hold on.
K. A. B. Y. A.
Let's see, is there?
A. Y. A.
Okay, that's it.
Sorry.
My narrator is so quiet.
Clear. Button. Okay. Button.
Now you have clear and okay. I'll press okay and I'll push the narrator.
Exiting narrator. Is the name Kavya correct?
Yes.
No. Yes.
This and a few other screens is where you do need screen readers.
This story is memories of when I was young. Long time ago, people were on the road to coexistence with monsters.
Interesting.
However, monsters did not have the technique to survive like people.
Oh, so people
as
didn't
a result,
destroy monsters.
Many of them went to sleep as fossils.
Sad.
People wanted to be able to coexist with them again and transformed their fossils into gems. We call the gem Monster Jewel.
Yes.
30 years ago, a way to restore monsters from monster jewels was discovered. Coexistence of people and monsters has begun again. Some as pets, others as co-fighting friends. Monster has changed the way we communicate.
Very interesting.
And that day I finished the breeder exam.
Oh,
my story opened.
Exam.
Examiner. Congratulations, Kavya. You are also a breeder from today. So, soon, I will register your name. Write your name here. Examiner, for...
No, actually, I'd write it.
Kavya, we will have an interview last.
Alright.
The tests you are going to do now are to decide which assistants will assist you.
Okay, so as an assistant,
so,
who knows
answer me as Kavya
monsters.
Thinks. Have you decided on what to do once?
What?
No. Have you decided on what to do once?
Question.
Have you decided on what to do once? Yes.
Could someone everyone else knows? I don't know. I don't understand that question. You have yes and no, but...
Yes. Comparing summer and winter, do you like summer?
Definitely summer, yes.
No. Yes.
I mean, I was thinking winter till a very long time ago, but... Last, this winter kind of changed my mind. Winter is just too cold and I like summer.
Are you not good at waking up in the morning? No.
What,
yes.
I have to put all this information in YouTube? But okay, fine, I'm not. I have to be honest.
Are you thinking frequently when you go out?
What?
No. Want to choose a shorter, easier way than a long, steep road?
No, I do not.
Do you eat fish often?
No, I do not.
My favorite sweets are Bavarois than cakes? No.
No, they are not.
Have you ever considered yourself a bored character?
A what? I don't know. No, I don't think so. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
When you are sad, do you want someone to comfort you?
Doesn't everyone want that?
No. Yes. Do you still have children?
No.
No.
But actually these questions really don't matter because whatever you answer, you get the same thing. But I'll just answer honestly because...
Are older friends more important than younger ones? No.
No, I never say that.
How long do I need to wait here? Examiner. Oh. Did you already come? You can go in. It's because it's over now.
It really doesn't matter what you give.
Nice to meet you. It is April who was supposed to assist from
today. I believe her name is April, not April.
An assistant is a professional who helps breeders develop their monsters.
She's very useful.
We have heard that skilled breeders and those trained in vocational schools are in this position.
Vocational schools. What's that supposed
Examiner,
to
be? Why is April young? It is written on the face. April.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Really? Examiner. A lot of people are called seniors. Surely, did you see it on TV?
Oh, you're saying Pril is young.
Pril is a newcomer assistant.
Ah.
Having said that, I have graduated from a training school and I should be able to support you in good condition.
Pril is pretty good.
So, caveat. Ask a detailed explanation from Pril. Pril. Do I explain? Examiner. I have a lot of candidates this year, so I'm busy. Well, caveat. In the future, you may meet at a competition. I pray for your success and consideration.
I'll succeed.
Pril. I went. Actually, the previous interview is a meaningless interview. It was decided to be in charge of me from the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, let's get the monster at the association and go to the farm. I'm sorry. It is the first time. What do you want to ask? Your choice.
Now, I'm gonna go through all these. So, I have a few, but I'm gonna go through.
I am Pril. I came from the next continent 4 years ago. My father works in excavations and my mother works as a breeder. And, I was interested in an assistant, so I graduated from a technical school the other day. Then I like making sweets. Next time, I will bring it to caveat, too.
Okay, cool, I like sweets.
Your choice. Of you. About assistant.
I mean, I know it's all fiction, but I still like sweets. Now...
Of you. About assistant.
Ask about assistant.
Since monsters are creatures, it is necessary to take care of them from waking up to sleeping.
Yes.
But it is hard to take care of yourself alone. So an assistant like me started to help the breeder. Caveat, please proceed with monster training at caveat's pace.
You know what, I really wish
I could.
I will
help you in difficult places.
I really wish...
Also, I am a dedicated assistant. It will be a long relationship.
Yeah, it will. But it does
not mean that the breeder and the assistant have to get married. Because we work with each other.
I'm looking for no such
Your
thing,
choice.
Pril, don't worry. Now, I just want to say one thing. I just wish that if anyone needs help with translation, I wish I'd be called. I don't know, I don't think I can help, but I don't think I can communicate because I don't know Japanese, but if I really wish I could take this text which we have right here and edit it to make it more translated. It's already fantastic. I really am very impressed. But
about monsters,
I wish I could help it make even better. Yeah, about monsters.
The origin of the monster is said to be a doll made by people about 3,500 years ago.
A doll?
Even if it says moving doll, it eats and sleeps, and sometimes the monster who escaped from the farm may become a problem and become wild.
Oh god.
So now, it is said that a creature that has come back from fossils. It is such a monster, but by treating properly, the breeder is recognized as a master.
Yeah.
So now, monsters coexist with us.
That's true.
Your choice. About monsters. About the association.
Despite the fact that they call monsters, they're not bad at all.
The association is a facility that performs rituals to revive monsters. The official name is Monster Association, but as an abbreviation, it is simply called Association. To revive monsters, put the gem monster jewel, asterisk arbitrary file, containing the soul of the monster on the altar.
What?
Depending on the monster jewels you use, the monsters that are created differ. So I think it would be interesting to try out various jewels. And while fostering a monster, you can also revive another monster and make it coexist.
Yeah.
And you can even merge two monsters.
Yeah.
Your choice.
Now, this one I find slightly confusing. Why does this and how exactly it matters?
And
earlier I used to find it a bit disturbing, but this thing can access the names of all your computer files. I don't know how much I like that.
Of you.
I mean, in one way it's kind of cool to have your manamon2.exe converter into a monster, but I don't know. I trust them now. It's just when I first heard it, I thought, you know, I mean, there's no offense, I just didn't know these developers at the time. And I thought, why is such a thing necessary?
About monsters. About the farm.
What's the farm?
A farm is a site for fostering monsters. In the farm, you can grow up by feeding monsters with food and training them through training. And it's the job of the breeder to win contests and other competitions with tough monsters and earn prize money. Use the money you earn to give the monsters better feed and more expensive training equipment.
Better feed?
Your choice. Training tips.
Right.
About the farm. Training tips. I'm sorry. I am the first to actually grow a monster, so it is the knowledge I read in the book. First of all, as long as I know, the average life of a monster is about 5 years.
I think it
is better to have a plan on how to grow it. Second, health management is important. As you continue training, your stomach will be empty and your fatigue will accumulate.
My fatigue?
It is said that monsters may escape because care of those conditions was neglected.
Yeah.
Finally, monsters have bad points.
What?
Because there are various competitions, I think it would be better to deliver results at competitions that are compatible with flexible skills. Your choice.
No, that is true. But what I like to do is actually train my weak points, because in this game you get a lot of time to do that.
Nothing else.
Yeah, nothing else. But despite what the game said, I didn't understand it properly, but I really think that training its weak points is really useful for this game. Yeah,
well,
else.
Let's go and find a monster to grow.
Sure.
Oh, that caveat. In fact, I am not good at the atmosphere that I got stuck.
What?
So that I will do my best.
What? Okay, no, where am I going?
Krill, I was there. Here is the Monster Association.
Alright, the Monster Association, huh? What?
Oh, Krill. Krill. Mulu, hello.
Oh, Mulu?
This person is the manager of the association.
Ah, okay.
Moor. Kavya. Congratulations on promoting breeder.
Hey, thanks.
Krill is my friend.
Oh.
It's a good girl, so it will definitely help.
Oh, it's a good girl.
Krill.
She's a good girl.
Don't joke. I'm new to the world.
You're new to the world.
Mule, that's why. Welcome again. Go to the Monster Association.
Sure.
Here you can revive monsters from Monster Jewels, collect monsters, fusion, and more.
Fuse monsters, not fusion. What?
Caveat, this is Monster Jewel.
Oh.
The jewel lives in this jewel. You can revive on the altar in the back.
Alright.
Monster jewels are taken from the mines there. Use as much as you like.
Sure.
Prill. Mule. Jewel is limited. May I use it so much? Moor.
Mule.
Alright. There are many jewels in the mine. In fact, with the current technology, it has not been possible to identify what kind of monster is sleeping in which jewel.
Aww.
So I'm open to the breeders and ask them to do some research. And you can also use the hibernation room here.
Oh. What?
Prill. Is this a hibernator? Mule. At this altar, you can also create new monsters by combining multiple monsters.
Oh.
But it's dangerous if you keep many monsters at once.
Why?
There aren't enough assistants to handle that much monster.
Oh.
So, the monsters that cannot topside.
Oh.
So, the monsters that cannot grow up are saved in this hibernation room.
Oh.
In the hibernation room, you can save for as many years as it is young.
What?
Prill. Years, because it is frozen rather than hibernation.
Also, it's frozen, so it will never move.
I also say. But this is the best way to safely grow multiple monsters. Prill.
You can only have one monster.
So it looks like a refrigerator. Moor. Prill hate the refrigerator?
What?
Prill. No, that's not it. That looks pretty much.
Are they joking around?
And anyway, caveat. Let's play the monster right away.
Yeah, I'm gonna
monster. Monster Association. Monster Revival. Resurrection of Sleeping Monster in Monster Jewel.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Mule. Well, bring me a Monster
Thanks.
Jewel.
Mm.
This association allows you to extract energy from Monster Jewels, files that are asleep on your computer, and create monsters. The files that can be used are 1KB or more and 32 megabytes or less.
What?
You can use any file, including text, images, and audio.
Okay.
Depending on the file used, the born monsters and abilities will change.
Alright.
Also, some files can produce special monsters.
See, I don't understand
this. If you don't like the monster, you can reselect the file.
Alright, but I don't understand
your favorite
something.
Monster. D3 Breed Memorial.
Hold on. I don't understand something about this. If this... computer with like 1,000 files, there aren't 1,000 monsters, so hang on, I need my screen reader again, won't I?
D2 Breed Memorial.
What? No,
Breed
no, no,
Memorial
no, no, no.
V1.39 window directory.
No, I don't want to go there. That.
Breed Memorial. Parent directory, Breed Memorial, 1 of 2. Breed Memorial directory, 2 of 2.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
D3 Breed Data. DLL,
your but no, I don't want to
parent directory, breed memorial. D2 breed memorial.
Breed
parent directory, breed memorial. 1
ah,
of 2.
So you can D1 do
games.
Use this to go up.
Parent directory, games, selected. D0. Select the drive. Dollar recycled. Anaconda. Audio books. Audio move. Citra. Config document download.
Okay,
document.
Why not?
D1 documents.
Hang on. Isn't a game freeze up?
Exiting narrator. D0. Breed memo. Dollar re.
I don't understand why this is not working.
Select the drive. Dollar re. Anacon. Audio.
It should work.
Audio
move. Go into.
Citra. Config. Documents.
D1
parent directory.
But then won't let me navigate in here.
D0. Dollar recycle.
Oh, whatever.
Anaconda.
Okay.
Select the drive.
Hmm.
Monster Memorial. Association.
Hang on. Let me start
monster
over.
Revival.
Because for whatever reason.
Resurrection
not,
of sleeping monster in monster.
It's
Jewel.
Not letting me choose a file
D3
that I want.
Breed Memorial.
I don't understand why.
Parent directory. Breed Memorial. D2
why
Breed
not?
Memorial.
I don't think it's going to let me
directory.
Go into my.
Breed Memorial. 1 of 2. D1 game. Parent
yeah, okay.
A blind. Advent. Audacity. Audio speak. Audio strike.
I'll just choose a random file.
Selected. D2 adherent.
It doesn't do any harm. I've tested it before.
Game data. Directory. 2 of 4. D3 game data. Data. DLL. Directory. HD.
Let me see if it lets me turn the game
easy. Audio strike dot exe.
And trust me, this does not do any harm. I've done this many times.
I feel read Memorial B1 this jewel. Oh. It is dangerous for the current caveat to
handle. I can't get that yet.
D3 game data. DLL. Directory. Selected. D4 parent directory. Base.dll. This read Memorial B1.30. It is too narrow to grow on Kavya's farm now.
What?
Bottom side. This jewel is a big monster of
D4DLL. Okay, this all happens sometimes. I'll get back to both these
monster
files.
Association.
Huh.
Monster revival.
Let me see why D4DLL. I can't go into the
direct. Based.
I don't understand why direct. I can't do that.
D3 game deherent direct. D2 audios herent director. Game data. Unins 0. D1 games. A blind. Add. A blind. Parent directory. Games. Selected. D0. Dollar re. Anacom. Audio. Audio movies. Citra. Directory. Config dot.
What am I just going to?
Winzip dot. The sun dot
p. See, this thing is lagging, so I'm not able to get the right
monster
file.
D4 DLL.
Oh, yes. I'll just show you what happens if you try and turn the own game's exe into a file. You can.
Spit.dll. Spinit.dll.
Let me see, can I just turn the
parent directory. DLL. One of the. Base.dll.
Wait, where am I?
Universal speech.t. Universal speech.dll.
I don't understand what's
Soppy 30. Rayon dot.
Like at all.
Envdican. Envdican.
What?
Longint.dll. Jfwapi dot.
Spinit
underscore. Spinit.dll. Read Memorial V1.39.
Okay. Good. That works.
Exiting narrator.
I don't know what file I even selected though. I don't care. I selected. I just randomly clicked around. Wow. That sounds so much better on earphones. The panning thunder. Ah. Oh god, that sounds like a monster.
Featherbit was born.
That sounds like a monster in Shadow.
Featherbit. Status. Name. Featherbit.
Okay.
Type. Rabbit and flying. Description.
Flying.
They can
rabbit.
Fly in the sky for a while.
Oh,
however,
a rabbit
they cannot
bird.
Move for a while after that.
A rabbit bird.
Likes.
How cute.
Grain, vegetables,
good.
Fruit.
It's like me.
Hates. Nutrition food.
Oh, no. Come on.
Gender. Female. Status. Personality. Overconfident. Lonely.
Meh.
Health.
Whatever.
130. Strength. 152. Intelligence.
That's fine, I'll take it.
96.
Oh my goodness. It's
concentration. 144.
And they can concentrate really
reflexes.
Well.
171.
And look at that. It's reflexes are over the top.
Toughness. 107.
Okay, it's toughness is average. Okay, I'll take this.
Would you like to take over Featherbit and
yes.
bring it up? No. Yes.
Yes, indeed. I would. Great. Now it's back to the
top
thing.
Side.
Let me actually try typing with this.
Left side.
Given keyboard, see how I can do it.
Featherbit F.
Oh no, wait.
Featherbit.
Oh, its default is its nickname. I'll just let it be Featherbit. I keep forgetting I don't have. I'm just trying to, from memory, I'm trying to go.
Is the name Featherbit correct?
Oh yes, I did right. So that's
no.
three tabs
yes.
for anyone who doesn't want to turn a screen reader on.
Prill. Wow, small and cute. It is the first time to see a newborn monster.
Cool.
Mule. Prill.
Happy prill.
Newborn monsters are not good yet, so don't look at them properly.
What?
Prill. I know.
Oh, it's
I'm watching properly.
It's
there
the
are caveat, so it's okay. Mule. Born monsters are not brought to the farm and brought up. It's getting harder and harder.
Oh, I brought this farm.
Monster Association.
Okay, let me get...
Fusion. Market. Hibernation room.
Market also you can buy monsters.
Move to another place. Prill. Well, let's go to the farm right away.
Now, right now you don't have a choice. You'll have to go to the farm, but normally you have a choice.
Prill. I arrived. This is a farm. Here, I will give the monsters a meal, train them, and raise them.
Nice.
Well, I will graze feather bit.
Yeah, I'd like to graze. I don't think it does any good though.
Not really. Good. You can see the situation with this. Well then the condition
that sounds like the monsters in Shadowrun. That's what that sounds like.
Yup. There is no problem. Oh, now. Right. My job is to check the health status of the monster once a week and report it to the breeder.
I believe the
Caviar
grazing
refers to
is
it
nothing.
And thinks about what to do with the monster.
Alright.
Also, I do training for a week.
Cool.
Otherwise, the effect won't appear.
Alright.
In the farm, you can do basic fostering of monsters. Please support training and rest from the menu. If you give instructions, monsters will be trained and the game will take a week.
No, not really.
Please note that in reality it does not mean to wait for a week.
Good.
Let's start training now.
I couldn't do a YouTube Let's Play if I had to wait a week for every action.
Yes. Tell me if you want to change the monster to be raised.
No.
Go to the Association's hibernation room and bring in monsters.
Yes, I know how to change.
Feather bit is very well.
Good.
Farm.
Training. Not grazes, but that's only
train the monster stats.
Decoration of it.
Rest.
No, I don't want to train here. I want to train the gym.
Hibernation room.
But
rest.
Right now, let me train.
Training.
Once.
Train the monster stats. Prill. F iron array. Log. Skipping rope. There are various. I will use this to monsters and grow them.
I don't understand.
The tools you use change the ability to grow. Choose a tool that matches your ability to grow.
Alright.
However, it seems that monsters have good and bad skills, have easy to growing abilities, and do not. I also do not know in detail, so let's try various.
No, I want to.
Besides, it seems that there is a time when monsters can easily develop their abilities.
Yeah.
It is said that the growing season or peak period, though it is the knowledge of a book, a newborn child should want to develop favorable abilities. Is that true?
Yes.
Bottom side.
Oops.
After training, fatigue and stress will accumulate. I have to take care of it there.
Yeah, you do.
If you are tired of the monsters, let's rest.
You mean the monsters are tired, no?
In training, you can train your monster's abilities such as health, intelligence, etc.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
In order to win the competition, you need to have the appropriate ability.
Yes.
Let's actively train. Also, bottom side.
Why do I keep doing that?
Also, as advised by Prill, monsters have a time when their abilities can easily grow, and they have weak points. It is training.
Well, oops, I did not mean
running.
That.
Iron array. Puzzle.
This
train intelligence.
What do you have?
Running. Train health.
Running?
Iron array. Train strength.
Iron array, whatever that means.
Puzzle. Train intelligence.
Puzzle.
Book.
Book.
Train concentration. Skipping rope.
Skipping rope.
Train reflexes. Log reception.
And log reception.
Train toughness.
I once had a bird in and its toughness was kind of bad.
Iron array. Puzzle.
Oh, okay, I want puzzle.
Train intelligence.
Thank you.
Is it okay with puzzle?
Yeah.
Up, middle intelligence, 96.
Middle is basically means a middle, up, increase it mediumly. Come on, focus. Intelligence up.
Intelligence 96 plus 4 equals 100.
Yay! 100.
Prill.
That's fantastic.
This week's food. Because monsters are creatures, weekly feeding is essential.
Weekly feeding?
And I can relieve fatigue and stress a little. So it's important to choose the bait according to the monster's condition. Also, hay is free, but other bait is paid.
Bait?
Choose food while consulting with the money you have.
Yeah, it's fine, you have some money.
Oh, that's right. I will teach you the recommended food. Food.
I don't always follow Krill's recommendations.
Iria grape, 20g.
What?
Grapes being produced as cheap food. Hay. Potato. Milk. Mince. Iria grape. Grilled fish. Rice ball.
It Krill has many, many forks.
Iria grape. 20g.
Yeah, I'm just
grapes being point. Produced as cheap food.
Honestly, gold, I've never been short of money, ever.
Feather bit is very well.
Yes.
Farm. Training.
That kind of sounds like what the monster makes when it gets hit. Or when it gets defeated.
Training.
I can't get over that.
Running.
I've never seen that.
Iron array. Puzzle.
Yes,
train intelligence.
A bit
is
more.
It okay with puzzle? Up. Middle intelligence. 100. Intelligence 100 plus 4 equals 104.
Yes. No, I think that's good. I'll just do it one more time.
Prill recommends. Iria grape, 20g.
Sure.
Grapes being produced as cheap food.
I don't mind. Because your start is 5,000, you earn more when you...
Feather bit is very well.
Competition.
Farm.
Wow, this thing is pretty good.
Training.
Two trainings and it's saying it's very well.
Running. Iron. Puzzle.
I'll just do this one more
is
time.
Is it okay with puzzle?
And after this is over, I'll start training
middle intelligence.
It's...
104.
I'll start training its toughness because it's second week. That's the second week.
Intelligence 104 plus 4 equals 108.
And after that, I'll show you a few other things.
Food. Prill recommends. Iria grape.
I'm sorry, I want to read.
Vegetables 0g. Food being provided free of charge from breeders.
Then, why is Prill recommending?
Feather bit is very well. Farm.
Does he just make monsters a lot tougher?
Train the monster stats.
Wait, am I facing a bug?
Training. Running.
Better not be.
Train constant. Skipping rope. Log reception.
Yeah, log reception.
Is it okay with log reception?
Just tell me I'm not facing a bug.
Middle toughness.
Please.
107.
I don't want a bug on video. I want to show you guys everything that this game
toughness
can do.
Toughness 107
please.
Plus
no
3
bugs.
Equals 110.
Please. No bugs.
It is 5 month.
Oh. It's me.
Food. Prill recommends. Hey. Vegetables 0g. Food being provided free of charge for breeders. Feather bit is fine.
Oh, thank God, no bugs.
Farm. Training. Train the monster's stats.
Now I'm not going to do any more training.
Rest. Item. Status. Hibernation room. Move.
Move
to another place. Destination.
Now go to
farm. Breeding a monster.
In a farm.
Gym.
That's where I am.
Facility where you can train monsters hard.
Gym, I don't want gym.
Park. Play with monsters and practice competitions.
No, I want park because park is very important, but little more.
Shop. Buy and sell items that help foster.
I use shop occasionally, but not as much as you think.
Search. Adventure with monsters in various places.
Now I will get to this later.
Arena. Participate in a competition by monsters.
I'll get to all this later.
Monster Association. Perform monster revival, fusion, etc.
Right.
Kavya's house. View breeding history, monster pictorial book, etc. Load
no.
and save. Arena.
I'm going up to
shop.
The
park.
Park.
Play with monster. Krill. Fag. I hope you like the air. In this park, you can play with monsters and practice competitions.
I'm not interested in playing games.
Your choice. About the park. About practice of meeting competition.
Let me do this.
About the
this.
Park. This park was set up as a place to interact with breeders and monsters. Because it's wide, it's also used to practice competitions. Your
yeah,
choice.
That's very useful.
About practice of meeting competition. Here you can practice the competitions that will take place in the competition. I can feel the rules of the game with my body, and I think it will help to think about the capture to win the championship. And then, because I practice carefully, I also grow a monster.
Yeah.
That's why some breeders practice every week as training.
I practice almost every week, I gotta be honest. Whenever I get a new monster, if it has any huge weaknesses, in my mind, anything below 100 is bad. Anything below 100 is weak.
About practice of meeting competition.
And even low 100s like 104, 105 is fairly weak. I train those up first, if there are any. And then I really start pushing towards competition.
About play. Sometimes don't you think it's good to play with monsters?
Yes, indeed.
It's too cute, isn't it?
Really?
Though it is knowledge of a book, play can form trust with monsters.
Oh!
And it's also a stress relief. Anyway,
but you don't want to pamper
monsters
him
do either. Their best to meet Kavya's expectations. So let's take a break from time to time.
Sometimes they can
your
get
choice.
Pampered, you don't want that.
About play. About a walk.
They get weaker if they're pampered. Now walks. Yeah.
Walk. That's the meaning. Wouldn't it be nice to take a leisurely walk with a monster? In this park, monsters are gathered, and the landscape also changes depending on the season.
Oh.
Are you tired from training and work every day? I have to play once in a while.
Yeah.
Your choice.
True.
Nothing else. About a walk.
Yeah, nothing else.
Nothing else. If you do not understand something, always ask.
Of course I will.
Feather bit is fine. Park. Practice the
no,
competition.
Let me practice the competition. Yeah.
Practice the competition. Colosseum. Practice the Colosseum. Marathon. Practice the marathon. Flag race. Practice the flag race. Contest. Practice the contest. Description. Description of competition practice. Return. Description. Colosseum.
I want to do the Colosseum.
Practice the Colosseum. Practice the battle.
Now
place
I
the opponent who does not move. Practice the battle.
That.
Simulated battle.
And simulated battle.
Conduct a mock battle with nearby monsters.
I'm going to practice the battle first, not only because of the creature, but because I want to talk about battles
description.
On video and that'll be
practice
easier.
The battle.
Now I'm going to go through the description of Colosseum though.
Description of the Colosseum.
So
the Colosseum is a competition where you compete in the battle to fight monsters.
Oh.
Let's defeat the standing enemies with the skill of forged monsters.
Sure, why not? Let's do it.
To briefly explain the rules of the battle, it will be.
All right.
You will defeat the opponent with a monster attack within the time limit.
Oh!
Monsters can use techniques such as physical contact and scissors.
Scissors?
The breeder instructs these monsters to attack the opponent according to the battle situation.
Sounds like Manamon.
Monsters have a life, LP, that indicates the amount of damage they can withstand.
Yeah.
By accumulating damage of
course.
Trick, the monster which becomes zero will lose KO. In addition, match time is determined for each match.
Alright.
If both endure within this time, the outcome will be determined by the remaining life, the success rate of the move, etc.
Oh.
Next, I will explain the important things about monster skills. Moves has an item called required time. This is the preparation time to use the move and the time to recover the exhausted energy. A move with a short time can be used many times during one match. Next, some techniques have the effect of energy down, abbreviated E-down. This has the effect of restraining the movement of your opponent's monster and delaying the use of tricks.
That is so useful.
In other words, besides bringing the opponent to KO, you can also use the energy down to bring the opponent to victory without using any skill. Finally, I will enumerate the rules of a little special trick. One, some techniques, such as rush, have recoil set. This reaction represents that you will receive damage regardless of the success or failure of the technique.
Oh.
Also, if life is exhausted by reaction damage, even if you KO your opponent, you lose KO.
Oh.
Two, there is a difference between physical attack and special attack in the technique. Physical attacks affect the power of monsters, and special attacks affect the intelligence of monsters.
So why am I thinking?
3. The skill is critically hit with a certain probability.
Oh,
a critical hit will increase the damage and E-down effects by 1.5.
Oh.
It can also do great damage to rugged monsters.
Right.
From here, we will explain the operating rules in battle. During the battle, you can move the monster forward or backward by pressing the left and right arrow keys.
Sure.
The effective range is set for the moves. A monster's advance and retreat is used to quickly use moves or to delay the use of enemy moves by adjusting the distance to the enemy.
Yeah, you can run away.
In addition, monsters that are ready to use the move will try to adjust the distance at their own discretion.
Yeah.
Also, the distance to the enemy does not affect the performance of the move at all. For this reason, there is no problem if you do not move at all.
Yeah, that's true.
Next, I will explain the instructions of the move. When it is possible to give instructions to monsters, the current sound is heard.
Oh.
If you hear this sound, please indicate the move to use.
I don't remember this being good.
Press the up and down arrow keys to select the move to use, and then press the enter or space key. Lastly, it is a note. Monsters can get injured if they receive much more damage than they can during the battle. With minor injuries, you can continue the game, but the monster's ability will decline.
Oh.
Also, if you are seriously injured, you cannot continue the game. If you feel the danger of a monster from the appearance of your opponent, you can either withdraw the game or declare a give up during the game.
Oh.
Press the left and right arrow keys to move the monster, the up and down arrow keys to select the
technique, the enter key
to give instructions to the monster, and the tab key to check the game status, etc.
I should remember a full stop after the game.
Practice the Colosseum.
Yes.
Practice the battle.
I'll just practice the
battle. Do you practice battle? No.
No, this thing has like 1 million health, you can't defeat it.
Press the up and down kick. Prepare 1.7 SEC. Cooldown 2.3 SEC. Accuracy 79.5%. Remaining time 60 SEC.
Oh, they've changed it. It doesn't look like random numbers anymore.
Punch. Physical. Short. Prepare 1.0 kick. Physical. Short. Prepare 1.0 SEC. Cooldown 2.3 SEC. Damage D. Accuracy B. Critical rate E. E down none.
I think these are all ranks.
Punch.
I don't understand.
Physical. Short. Prepare 1.0 SEC. Cooldown 2.3 SEC. Damage D, accuracy B, critical rate E, E down none.
Oh, so that's gonna accuracy.
Feather bit, punch, 19.
Now I can move away.
Press the up and kick. Prepare 1.7 SEC. Feather bit, kick, 25.
Maybe move back away.
Press the up, punch, feather bit, punch.
Oh, miss.
Kick, punch, feather bit, punch, kick. Press the up, feather bit, 27.
There.
Punch.
Now,
press, kick.
If I press head while I'm not in this one,
25. Feather bit, 131/131. The target, 999904/100000.
You can open this window.
Punch, kick, feather bit, 25.
I wonder if there ever can be a monster so overpowered.
21. Press the up, punch, kick, feather bit, 26. Press, feather bit, 26. Remaining 34 seconds. Press,
it pauses the game and does that.
Press, feather bit, kick. Feather bit, 27. Feather bit, 26. Press the up and down, 25. Press the up, feather bit, 24. Press, feather bit, 25.
Doesn't really matter at this point.
Press,
this doesn't. After it's actually a simulated button.
Feather bit.
Oh, for goodness
sake,
stop missing.
Press the up, kick, feather bit, 25.
There.
Feather bit, Easy's effect has just started.
Oh.
Punk.
Those are abilities. King.
Press Feather Bit. 24.
I don't know.
Press Feather Bit.
Exactly what those are supposed to achieve.
Press Feather Bit. 26. Press the up and feather bit. 26. Press the up feather bit. 26. Remaining 2 seconds.
Oh.
Punch.
Oh, this one's
19. Feather bit grew up as a result of practice.
Oh.
Toughness 110 plus 2 equals 112. Good. Health 130 plus 2 equals 132.
Great.
Reflexes 171 plus 2 equals 173. Food. Krill recommends. Hey. Potato.
No.
Milk. Nutrition food 10 g.
Sometimes they
nutrition
have to give you something
good,
it doesn't like.
But not angry.
Otherwise it'll get pampered.
Feather bit looks fine. But I think it cannot do too much. Feather bit seems to be a little stressed. Be careful.
Alright.
Park. Practice the competition.
I'll just do one more.
Practice the competition.
One more battle. Now I'm gonna control F to save.
Do you want? No. Yes.
Yeah,
many games. Practice the
competition. After it's over,
practice
I play some
the
games
competition. Marathon. Coliseum.
I want
practice
to
the Coliseum.
Simulated battle.
Simulated battle. Do a mock battle? No.
Yes.
Yes.
Want to do that?
One line. Feather bit. 0 win 0 lost. Gustard. 0 win 0 lost.
Sure. Now these 0 win 0
game
loss
preparation.
Are all about competition.
Battle start.
It's not really like
start.
That.
Condition. Check status of feather bit. Opponent. Check status of Gustard.
Let me see what is the thing.
Gustard. Name. Gustard. Type. Dragon Ghast.
Oh.
Ability 1. Desperate. When active, reduces the user's energy by 50% and its accuracy by 25%.
The users?
Ability 2. Easy. When active, decreases user's E down effects by 25%. But its accuracy and Evis Ivans both increase by 25%,
so,
and its damage by 100%. Dot.
So, is it uses? Oh.
Game preparation. Condition. Opponent. Condition.
Alright.
Battle start.
Next round.
Do you want to operate Feather Bit?
Yes, I do. Now you can let these do
no.
their own work,
yes.
But.
Press the up, kick, punch. Prepare 1.0 SEC, cooldown 2.3 SEC, accuracy 64, kick.
See,
prepare 1.7 SEC, cooldown 2.3 SEC, accuracy 64.6, Gustard, weak hit. Gustard, 22.
Oh, for goodness.
Gustard, small hunter. Press the up, punch, kick, feather bit, 43. Feather bit. 111/133, Gustard, 58/91. Press, punt, kick, prepare 1.7, punt, 27.
Yes.
Gustard, small thunder, 30. Press, kick, punt, Gustard, small thunder.
No.
Feather bit. 51/133.
No,
Gustard, 31/91.
Foolish.
Prep, kick. Gustard, weak hit.
No.
Gustard, Easy's effect has just
Let's
started.
Stop missing.
Gustard, small, 30. Feather bit. Desperate's effect has just started.
Oh, great.
Kick. Press the up and down arrow. Feather bit, 71.
Yay.
Feather bit knocked out the enemy.
Oh god, that's close.
Feather bit grew up as a result of practice. Intelligence 108 plus 2 equals 110.
Good. Becoming clever.
Health 132 plus 2 equals 134. Concentration 144 plus 2 equals
good.
146.
Very good.
Food. Hey. Vegetables 0G. Food being provided free of charge for breeders. Feather bit looks fine. But I think it cannot do too much.
The
feather bit seems to be a little stressed.
Okay.
Be careful.
Mini game time.
Park. Crack. Many games. Many games. Wood search.
Wood search.
Memory.
I want
Let's
wood
group
search.
Scattered cards. Disc. Return. Wood search. Find and collect burnable wood.
This is nice.
Do you play wood search? No. Yes.
Yes.
Do you want to check? No.
Of course
yes.
I want to check the rules.
Wood search is a game that picks up traps falling around. Run feather bit up, down, left, and right, and approach the fort. It will pick up automatically when you approach the brow. The time limit is 90 seconds and the field size is 40 squares. Collect as many chopsticks as possible.
Chopsticks? No, chopsticks are something else entirely.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Some stones are falling rather than brows. Please note that you will be deducted if you pick this up.
That chopstick thing is kind of
Wood search is a top view. You can run the feather bit in the direction you pressed by pressing the arrow key. The sound is high if the agate or stone is north of feather bit, and the sound is low if it is south. Search results. Points, 44 points. Food. Prill recipe. Potato. Grain 10g. Milk. Nutrition food 10g. Nutrition is good, but not angry. Feather bit looks fine. But park.
Okay, let me check its status for a bit. I want to make sure I'm not pampering or anything.
Status. Status. Condition. Status. Feather bit. Nickname. Feather bit. Feather bit. Female. Age. 0 years old, 1 month. Baby.
Ah, it's a 1 month baby.
Personality. Overcome. Likes. Grain. Hates. Status. Strength. Intel. Concent. Reap. Toughness. Grows. Friendship. 3%. Newly born.
3%.
Body. Usually.
Good.
Policy. Usually.
Good.
Hunger. Usually.
Good.
Fatigue. Feels fine. Stress.
Good.
None.
Good.
Competition. Popularity.
Now it's going to talk about 0%. Forget that.
Status. Condition. Park.
Okay, let me train this.
Mini games.
In the marathon.
Practice the competition. Coliseum.
I love marathon. The marathon. It's my favorite.
Practice the marathon. 0.5 kilometers with friendly monsters. 5 kilometers with friendly monsters.
I like this one because...
Do you practice with other
this,
breeders
this
nearby?
This helps my monsters a lot.
5 kilometers with friendly monsters.
Good.
Feather bit, Radon. Feather bit. Stamina.
Oh my goodness, 19,000
and Radon. Newell.
Hold on.
Okay.
No.
Course information.
No.
Okay.
No.
Newell.
Oh goodness.
Feather bit.
Hang on. I had to relaunch.
Stamina. 18,800.
This is ridiculous.
Newell. Okay. Do you? No. Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to operate Feather bit?
Hang on. I'll just do this competition. I'll tell you everything I can. And after I'll actually do the description. I meant to do it now, but I forgot. But okay, the marathon is where you're basically trying to reach the end first. You're trying to run as fast as you can. Wait. Yeah, and you hold up arrow to speed up. Now I'm going to my maximum. And you take up stamina. You can press and use the arrow pieces together
now. Position. 211 m, remaining distance 4789 m, remaining stamina 81%.
And you consume stamina when you go very fast. 98%.
Pace 99%.
And when you get zero stamina, you will lose. And the thing is right behind me. That's a log. No, I mean give myself hit. Great, now slowing down. So much stamina.
Current position 665 m, remaining distance 4335 m.
Come on.
Remaining stamina 37%. Moisture.
I'll need to
93%.
Put all my effort into this one because
pace, 38%.
But let me look at the others because we press tab.
Marathon.
You can bring up this
battle
menu.
Information.
And
field information.
This to see.
Radon. Location 805 m. Feather bit.
I think I'm behind everyone else.
Location 690 m. Newell.
Hold on.
Pionpe. Location 797 Newell.
Yeah.
Location 490 m.
Oh.
Marathon.
That thing is still behind me though.
Battle information.
Small comfort though.
Check
come on.
Current position.
Come
status,
on.
Etc. of each monster.
That's all I mean that my stamina is running low.
Feather bit, Radon. Section 1 completed. Pine bit. Section 1 completed.
Oh, water! Water consumes stamina more. But just wait, trust me. I know you guys may not understand a word of what's happening. Okay, I'm going as slow as I can. Put sound in my lungs and you will start going fast again. The other creature is also just in my position. Oh, now I'm done with this.
Current position 1098 m. Remaining distance.
Whatever else happens, I'm going to speed up.
Remaining stamina 5%. Moisture 86%. Pace 18%.
Yeah, I'll go at a slightly
current
faster
position.
Okay.
1098 m. Remaining
I wish
distance,
that didn't do
3902
that.
M.
So if you press arrow keys actually, now it's going to do it 2
more
times. Because I accidentally pressed
moisture,
it 2 more times.
86%. Pace, 18%. Current position,
1098 m. I didn't do this.
Remaining distance,
because now if I accidentally tap the arrow key, I lost it all.
Remaining stamina, 5%.
Now I'll wait for the whole thing to repeat itself
86%,
one more time.
Pace, 18%.
Alright.
New one. Section 1 completed in 1 minute 29
okay, now,
seconds.
Okay, I know
current position,
30% is as fast as you can go without
remaining distance, 3892 m. Remaining stamina, 6%. Moisture, 86%.
See.
Pace, 20%.
Okay. I was trying a bit faster because that thing is on my tail. Oh, it's speeding up now! Wait, I need to slow down. I need to slow down or my stamina is gonna die. Well, you're going to get tired eventually. I played at the poodle fish. That's why it's going so fast. They're really good. Oh no, I fainted. If you faint, you have to wait for yourself to heal. And everything is going to pass me. Oh, good. Got it too.
Current position, 1573
But it's fine, I feel fainting can be a good thing because when you recover, you'll recover with more stamina.
Remaining stamina, 30%.
See?
Moisture, 76%.
And when I recover,
pace, 16%.
That thing's not getting away. Just never. Good, I'm getting up. Run! Run! You fainted now. Make up for a bit. Running. That's the only hope you have. No, I don't care how many alarms you sound. Just run.
500 meters from here is the water station.
Oh, good.
Redon. Section 2 completed in 2 minutes 5 seconds.
Only use log as an advantage.
500. Section 2 completed in 2 minutes 15 seconds.
I think it's over, that's all.
Newell, section 2 completed in 2
okay,
minutes
no more alarm.
6 seconds.
Now run like you never run the boat to the fish. Because the water station is so...
Will
the
you
water
give Heather
station
big water at the next water station? Current stamina 20%.
Is that you can drink water,
no.
Right?
Yes.
I'll talk about water movement and recover stamina. But I need stamina right now. But it does have its own disadvantages. I'll talk about those after, or I'll let the description talk about those rather. After I'm done with this. Not take a risk. I know jumping takes stamina, but yes, I'm ahead of it. I'm ahead. Yes. This is what I could dream of.
Current position, 2807 m.
It's getting close.
Remaining distance, 2193 m. Remaining stamina, 53%.
But I have an advantage. The thing will never happen. 95%
pace, 100%.
That's what I have in head. That's what I have a head start, and I have plenty of stamina. So now you enjoy what it's like falling behind.
Better bit.
Of you.
Redon. Section 3 completed in 1 minute 38 seconds.
Why am I slowing down? Stop. Why did I faint? I don't
Section
understand.
3 completed in 1 minute 41 seconds.
I don't understand. That was a bug.
Position,
the alarm wasn't even set. Oh, I got hit by that log.
Distance,
those are logs, and if you get hit by those, you faint.
Remaining stamina, 11%.
I mean, you don't faint, but
moisture,
you lose lots of stamina.
91%.
And if you don't have good toughness, you faint.
16%.
But honestly, it doesn't matter right now whether I win or not. What matters is that I'm going to train now if I do it. If I do this, whether I win or whether I don't. Still like it if I won. But that's just me being me. The first few races you normally don't win anyway. That's completely normal, trust me. No, not again. Oh, good, I didn't finish this time.
Newell, section 3 completed in 1 minute.
You're
all
gonna
be
fourth, Newell. I know that much. I know what you mean. And that was the answer of you. Which is mind people told you to make me go insane. Okay, that's all I did. Oh, not that bad off. Oh, come on.
Redon.
You are
Section 4 completed in 1 minute 14 seconds.
You are your opponents to cross.
Feather bid. Section 4 completed in 1 minute 23 seconds.
Okay, as soon as I overtake that, now slow down. No, and I faint again. See, I'm still trying to get the feel of this thing. But at least that thing hasn't caught up to me yet, has it? I think that thing fainted too.
High Unpe. Section 4 completed in 1 minute 35 seconds.
Now, this is 8. Doesn't this thing understand? This is not the time to faint. This is the time to rush. Because marathon only has 5 sections.
Newell, section 4 completed in
okay, now, come on.
1 minute 17 seconds.
Shit. I don't care about your... And I failed again. I thought the thing could save me. Oh, I actually did not fail. Hold on.
Current position, 48
ADM. How much stamina
remaining
do I have
distance,
left?
120
because I hardly have any
remaining
distance
stamina,
left.
9%. Moisture, 70%.
9%.
Pace, 20%.
Alright, come on, Toothfish. Come on, for the break. I trust you to do this. I'm not first because there's someone else crossed the line. But maybe I can make second. Come on, Poodlefish. Not Poodlefish. Why do you keep calling him Poodlefish? Come on, feather bit. And I'm done. Now I shall wait for everyone else to catch up. Not everyone else. I'm probably third, not second. But now it's a matter of waiting.
Current position, 50-11M. Remaining distance,
so I crossed the finish line.
Dash 11M. Remaining stamina, 45%.
And
moisture,
I'm standing out the other way.
69%. Pace, 100%.
And I'm just frozen. Except that my stamina keeps recovering, but my pace count is just frozen. There. I think that's the last one. Who's coming right there? See? It's about to crash. Oh, I actually did get second. Because there's another waiting to come. And that was not bad.
One place Radon. Time 7 minute 13 seconds.
I knew that first place.
2 place Feather Bit. Time 7 minute 22
seconds. I can't help
seconds.
But have a grudging admiration.
3 place Pai Unpu. Time 7 minute 56 seconds. 4 place Newell. Time 8 minute 6 seconds.
Alright, I know.
Radon interval time.
Okay, I don't care.
Feather bit interval time.
I don't care.
Newell
they
interval time.
They crossed over what time they crossed
section
what.
1.
Oh, no,
feather
no.
bit grew up as a result of practice. Health 134 plus 2 equals 136. Toughness 112 plus 2 equals 114. Concentration 146 plus 2 equals 148.
I need more concentration. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Top side.
Oh.
Feather bit. It is 6 month.
Oh.
Food. Prill recap. Hey. Vegetables 0g. Food being provided free of charge for breeders.
There you go.
Feather bit is a little tired. I think you should. Feather bit seems a little hungry. Park.
What's hungry?
Many. Walk. Rest.
No.
Give a week of rest to recover from fatigue.
I want to give this thing a bit of rest.
Resting gives the monsters a week off. To recover from fatigue. It is best to go to bed.
Yeah.
Also, 1 week before the competition, when you want to keep the condition of the monster high, there is also a breeder to rest.
Now that is true.
Would you like to give No. Yes.
Of course I would. Look at his condition. I love it. It just keeps wandering under until the second it stops wandering.
Food. Prill recommends. Rice ball, 30g, common grain.
Why not? I'll go with Prill's recommendation.
Prill. Caveat. I had a letter in the post this morning.
Oh.
It's an announcement from the tourist shop.
No, this is something which I don't
I will
like
read from now.
Much.
Special sale notice. Thank you for your patronage of our shop on a daily basis. This week, items are on sale. We will hold a special sale. Breeders, by all means, please wake up by all means.
No, I don't want to get that.
Brill. Speaking of which, this week was a sale. Let's go see it.
No, I don't want to go see
Featherbit it, is very well.
I want to go to the arena.
Crack, mini, walk, rest.
I don't know.
Hibernation,
this
description.
First, but first,
move to another see. Place. No. Yes. Description.
And I'll just do one more thing.
Item.
Everything
rest,
else, I'll stop
walk.
The recording here, but I'll just
mini
do one
games.
More thing as promised.
Practice the practice the competition. Marathon.
As
practice
promised,
the marathon.
Show you the description.
Return. Description. The marathon is a competition in which you compete for the leg strength and endurance of monsters. As with the marathon we know, the monster that ran through the fastest on the designated course will win. However, it is a monster to run. The breeder should give appropriate instructions, considering the strength and distance of the monster. First, I will explain the basic rules. During the competition, the monsters aim at the goal and slide. Therefore, even if you leave it, monsters will reach your goal on their own. However, other monsters will be overtaken at the original pace. Therefore, I will instruct the pace up to the monster. By holding down the up arrow key, the pace of the monster will gradually rise. On the other hand, the faster you run, the more monsters are exhausted.
That's
when
true.
Your stamina goes to zero, you fall into place and cannot move for a while.
That's true.
You will hear this sound when your stamina falls below 25% of its maximum value.
Yes.
I need to be careful. To recover your stamina, run it slowly. By holding down the down arrow key, you can gradually lower the pace of the monster. To check the stamina of a monster, press the left arrow key or the right arrow key. At the same time, you can check the remaining distance, etc. Please use to adjust the pace distribution. Next, I will explain the obstacles.
Yeah.
Logs are piled up in the course as obstacles. If a monster hits a log, you will lose pace and lose stamina.
A lot of it, my dad.
When the log is 100 meters ahead, 20 meters ahead, and 10 meters ahead, you will hear the following alarm. In order to avoid the logs, indicate a jump. You can make the monster jump
now,
by pressing the enter key or the space key.
But it's going really fast.
In addition,
it's very
bread
hard.
May be hung on the course.
Yeah, it's very useful.
If you can jump monsters in a timely manner, you can eat bread and recover a little stamina.
Yeah, every bit helps.
In addition to logs, falling leaves, and snow piled up on the ground may cause obstacles depending on the season.
Not really obstacles.
They may also be temporarily discolored by using jumps. However, the time you can jump is constant regardless of the pace of the monster. In other words, it may be difficult to jump over the logs if not at a certain pace. In addition, since it consumes stamina when jumping, it is not recommended to keep flying more than necessary. Third, I will explain about the water point. On long-distance courses, water stations are installed every 2.5 kilometers. You can recover the stamina of the monster by drinking water at the water point. Also, the moisture that can be checked with stamina indicates the thirst of the monster. If this is less than 25%, the amount of stamina recovery will decrease.
That's bad.
When traveling long distances, it is essential to use a water station. When the water point approaches 100 meters ago, a confirmation is displayed whether to supply water.
Yeah.
Please feed water if it is judged necessary.
Yes.
However, there are two caveats to using the water station.
Caveats of what?
First of all, water supply while driving is prohibited in this competition. In addition, we are supposed to walk in and enter the water point. In other words, water supply behavior is time loss. In addition, watering speeds up stamina consumption and thirst. Therefore, we recommend that you do not supply water more than necessary.
That's true.
To adjust the pace of the monster up and down arrow keys. To confirm the remaining stamina and remaining distance, etc., right or left arrow keys. To jump, or space key.
And
to check the overall status tab key, please press it. Besides, marathons are more tedious and time-consuming than other competitions. As you can adjust the game speed by pressing the numbers 1 to 7, please use it.
Oh.
Practice the marathon.
Oh no.
0. 2. Return. Practice the competition. Coliseum. Park.
So...
practice. Do you want? No. Yes.
Mini.
Walk.
Save.
Rest. Item. Status.
And I think
hibernation
that's it for this
room.
Video.
Description. Move. Move to another place.
You have to alter first. The only way to get this closed.
Do you want to save the
and
current data?
And actually bring up the thing again.
No. Yes.
Yes, why not? Alright. That's Breed Memorial. I'm just trying to read you back on any
Breed Memorial. Capti Games. Caps Lock Off. F. B. NV play dot NVDA.
Thanks.
You.
Teaching keyboard.
Exiting narrator.
Anyway.
Laptop.
Yeah, that's
Desktop
Breed Memorial.
List.
And I hope you like it. At least that's part one. I'll be doing part two and the rest. This will actually be probably my least frequent let's play, because after a while it will be kind of hard to figure out what exactly to do in this game. And after a while I will stop because it'll just get boring. But I at least want to run through the lifetime of 2 monsters. Which is quite long for those who played till now that. And I want to show a lot more things that this game can do. Honestly, I have not fully figured this game out myself. I don't think anyone has. Fully figured it out, I mean. But, I hope I like this. Incidentally, Scarlet Shells might take me some time because I'm getting stuck with the truck. So, yeah. That's it. So, bye until next time. And one more thing. I'm really sorry that my Night of Parasite playthrough got as part 1 and part 1 of 2 and part 2 of 2. I will be editing that, but for those who've seen it, I'm really sorry. No, that is not complete yet. Actually, I think I'll record a Night of Parasite part soon. But that is definitely not a complete playthrough, and I'm sorry about that. So, yeah. Bye.
Read Memorial Row 1, OBS 26.1, OBS 2.